faults of the Prakriti will leave in this way.
It is better to drink the poison of the satsang, company of the real, than to drink the nectar of the world. At least the poison of the satsang has pratikraman in it. I have ingested all the goblets of poison and have become Mahadev, symbol of the absolute.
I think a lot about coming near you, but I am unable to do so, Dada.
Is anything in this world under your control? You should feel remorse when you are not able to come to my satsang. You have to tell Chandu Bhai to do pratikraman, so everything can be resolved quickly. Do pratikraman because you are not able to come. Do pratyakhyan. Your mistakes of the past life prevent you from coming here. So make sure that you do not make the same mistake again. Why is your current intent to come to me growing stronger? Coming events cast their shadows before. This is an indication of things to come. Indeed, it is going to happen.
How do I do pratikraman for all the worries that I have?
Do pratikraman in this way. It is because of my ego that I worry. I am not the doer. Dada Bhagwan, please forgive me. You will have to do something, will you not?
Do we have to do pratikraman when we make comments about the weather?
No. Pratikraman is needed only when there is attachment or abhorrence. If the soup is very salty, you do not need to do pratikraman. But do pratikraman for the person who made the soup. Pratikraman results in internal changes in the other person. While urinating, if an ant should get carried away in the stream and drown, I do pratikraman. I always maintain awareness. The fact that the ant drowns is a karmic effect or discharge karma. But why did my awareness falter at that time to cause the atikraman? Everyone is liable for such faults. Whenever you read Dada's books, bow down to the book and ask Dada to give you the strength to read. If you forget to do so, then bow down twice and tell Dada that it is not your intention to forget, but because you did, you are asking for his forgiveness and you will not let it happen again. If you forget to do your vidhi, Dada Shri's prescribed daily instructions, at the right time, do pratikraman and then do the vidhi. You must do the pratikraman for whatever atikraman you do during the process of discharge of your past karma. Should your actions hurt others, even though they are in a discharge form, you must do pratikraman for them. If you do something good for Dada or Mahatmas, you do not have to do pratikraman. When you do something good for other people, you have to do pratikraman if doership was involved.
When we do pratikraman, does it reach the other person?
Yes, it reaches him. He will start to soften from within, whether he is aware of it or not. His attitude towards you will improve. Our pratikramans are very effective. There is tremendous power in pratikraman. If you do pratikraman for just 1 hour, you will observe the changes in the other person. But that will only happen if you have attained the self. When you do pratikraman for the other person, not only will he not see your faults, but he will also begin to respect you.
Do we not charge new karmas by doing pratikraman?
If the self becomes the doer, then karmas will be charged. The self does not do pratikraman. It is Chandu Bhai who does it, and you, the pure self, are the knower and the seer of it all. True pratikraman starts only after you become self-realized. There has to be someone to do the pratikraman, that is Chandulal, and someone to give the instructions that pratikraman be done, you, the pure self.
Pratikraman starts from the moment I wake up.
The soul within you has now become a pratikraman soul. The pure soul is still there, but before, where it used to be a worldly soul, it has now become a pratikraman soul. Other people have kashai souls. Not a single person that is non-self-realized in this world is able to do pratikraman. As you start doing instant pratikramans, you are purifying everything at the same time. When you do instant pratikraman against any atikraman, your mind and speech begin to purify. Pratikraman is like planting a roasted seed. Roasted seeds do not grow, and new causes are not created. Doing alochana, pratikraman, pratyakhyan is to review the entire day. The more of your faults you are able to see, the more aware you will be. That is why pratikraman must be done.
Is it the fault of the prakriti that we are not able to do pratikraman? Or is it because of some obstacle causing karma?
It is the prakriti's fault, but that is not always the case. It does not matter if pratikraman is not done because of the prakriti, but the main thing is your inner intent. All you have to do is guard your intentions and nothing else. Everything else is immaterial. Do you wish to do pratikraman?
Yes, absolutely, Dada.
In spite of this, if you are not able to do pratikraman, then it is the fault of the prakriti. You are not liable for such a fault. Sometimes the prakriti will speak the sentences of the pratikraman and sometimes it will not. It is like a gramophone. The record may or may not play. That is not considered an obstructive karma.
Despite making a firm resolution to settle all disputes with equanimity, why do disputes still continue?
In how many instances does this happen? 100 or so?
No, in just one, Dada.
Then the karma is very solid and strong, Nikachit karma. And it is Alochana, Pratikraman and Pratyakhyan that will wash away this type of karma. They will lighten the karma. And after that, you will be able to remain the knower and seer of the effect. You must do continuous pratikraman for this type of karma. With whatever force the karma became solid, a corresponding amount of repentance force will be needed for its pratikraman.
When we make a firm resolution with absolute sincerity that we do not want to make the same mistake again, are we likely to make that same mistake again? Is it under our control?
Yes, it will happen again. For example, if I had a ball and I threw it, once I throw that ball, it will not stop bouncing even if I wish for it to. Throwing the ball was just one single action. But if after throwing it, I say that I do not wish to throw it and I tell the ball to stop bouncing, will it stop?
No, it will not, Dada.
Then what will happen?
It will bounce several times, Dada.
So, it has gone out of my hands and into the hands of nature. Nature will make it still. That is how all this is. All our mistakes fall into nature's hands.
Then what benefits are there in pratikraman once it falls into nature's hands?
Many benefits. Tremendous benefits. Pratikraman has such an impact that if you do pratikraman towards someone for 1 hour, it will bring about tremendous new changes within that person. But the person doing the pratikraman must have this jnana. He himself must be pure. He has to have the experience of I am a pure soul or Shuddhatma. Pratikraman will have a tremendous effect. Pratikraman is our biggest weapon. If one has not taken this jnana, the prakriti will be doing everything wrong throughout the day. But after jnana, it will be on the right path. When you become upset with someone, you will begin to feel from within that you should not be doing so, and that you must do pratikraman for having thoughts about hurting him. Before jnana, all you would think about would be getting back at him in the worst possible way. And not only that, but the more you could hurt him, the better it would be. The nature of human beings is such that they become their prakriti. When the prakriti does not improve, they give up. Do not concern yourself with improving the prakriti. At least improve your inner self. You are not responsible for what happens on the outside. This is all a science. If you understand this much, everything will be resolved.
Solution for sticky files.
Many people tell me that although they have tried to settle disputes with equanimity, they have failed. I tell them that it is not important for them to settle the matter. All they must do is to have the intention to settle with equanimity. Whether they manage to do so or not, the results are not dependent on them. If you remain within my ajnas, a lot of your work will be accomplished. And if not, then that too is dependent on nature. When you stop seeing faults in others, you will be liberated. If someone were to insult you, hurt you financially, or even physically, But despite all this, you do not see any faults in them. That is when you will be free from the entanglements of this worldly life. Have you stopped seeing faults in others?
Yes, Dada. I do pratikrama when I see faults in others.
The way to handle this is to firmly resolve, I want to stay in Dada's agnyas, and then begin your day. Then do pratikraman for the times you have not been able to abide by the agnyas. Keep everyone happy at home by settling all conflicts with them with equanimity. In spite of this, if they are still unhappy with you, then understand that it is because of your past accounts and simply be an observer of everything. You have made this decision only today, so win them over with love. You will notice that everything will start to settle down. Still, you should only believe so when those at home certify that you are free from faults. Ultimately, they are all on your side.
The results you get from doing pratikraman are based on the principle that by seeing your pure self in the other person, we decrease our negative bhava, that is, attachment and abhorrence towards him. Is that correct?
Your negative bhava will be destroyed. All this is for your benefit only. It has nothing to do with the other person. The only reason to see the pure self in others is to remain in your pure state and awareness.
So, if someone has a negative bhava towards us, will it become less by seeing a self in him?
No, that will not happen. It will only lessen if you do pratikraman. That does not happen simply by seeing the soul in him, but it does through your pratikraman.
Does the pratikraman have any effect on him?
Yes, it does have an effect. In the process of pratikraman, when you see the pure soul in the other person, you are free from all opinions, good or bad. Although the benefits may not be so apparent in the beginning, they will gradually increase. This is because you have never seen the other person as the pure soul before. You have only seen him as either a good person or a bad person, but never as the pure soul. Even a tiger will do whatever you command it, if you were to do its pratikraman. There is no difference between a tiger and a human. The difference is in the vibrations you emit. It is your vibrations that will affect the tiger. As long as you believe in your mind that a tiger is a violent animal, the tiger will remain violent. If you are aware that the tiger is the soul, then it will have no violence with you. Everything is possible. You must understand how effective your bhav can be in causing an effect that can be destructive. If a monkey destroys all the mangoes on your mango tree, then in the moment of frustration, you may say that it would have been better to chop off the mango tree altogether. Beware of the inner intent behind what you say. Words spoken in the presence of the self do not go waste. If you are careful not to cause a negative effect, then everything will be fine. Everything around you is what you have created. From this moment onwards, stop any vibrations or thoughts towards others. If a thought arises, wash it off by doing pratikraman. That way, the entire day will pass without any vibrations. If you can get through the whole day this way, it is enough. That by itself is a great achievement towards liberation. After this jnana, the newer events of your life will not become impure. The old phases, however, will have to be made pure by seeing them or dealing with them with equanimity. This equanimity is the nature of the vitrag. New phases will not become impure. They will remain pure. It is the older phases which are impure and will need to be purified. Remaining within my agnyas and maintaining equanimity will accomplish that.
Dada, how do the different karmas created before this jnana come to an end?
As long as you are living, you can wash them away by repenting. But a few will still remain, and those that remain will become very weak, so in your next life, they will fall away by merely touching them like a burnt rope.
Before jnana, if we had bound a karma for hell, would we still go to hell?
This jnana has the ability to disintegrate all the bad and grim karmas. Even people who are headed for a life in hell can wash away the effect of the karma as long as pratikramans are done throughout this life. If you put a disclaimer on your letter before you mail it stating that your mind was unstable when you wrote the letter, then the contents will have no value.
Dada, will intense repentance destroy the casual seed of bondage in hell?
Yes, they will be destroyed. Our pratikraman has tremendous power. Even some very strong karma effects are lessened. If you call Dada as your witness, it will be very effective. There will be rebirth on account of your karma. You may have one or two more lives to go to finish off your past karma. But after that, you have no choice but to go to Simandar Swami, the current living Tirthankar. Sticky accounts from your previous lives will be washed away. This is a science of absolute, accurate, and pure justice. It is as precise and accurate as the scales of an honest goldsmith. There is no room for inexactness here.
Does the force of karma become weak by doing pratikraman?
Yes, of course. Not only that, but you will be able to accomplish everything quicker.
How does one ask for forgiveness from someone who is no longer living?
Although they are no longer living, you still have the memory of their face and you still have their photographs, so you can do their pratikraman. Even if you cannot remember their face, but you remember their names, you can still do pratikraman through their name. It reaches them.